Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering. The Orange Line is back. After a month-long shutdown, the Orange Line resumed service this morning, on track with the T's initial timeline. So, what did the T actually accomplish in that time, and was it worth it? Boston Mayor Michelle Wu seems to think so. Here she is earlier this morning after her commute.
We had a great ride in this morning on the new and improved Orange Line. It was fun to look at all the little improvements along the way, the stations that had been cleaned and brand new paint, new stairs installed, new lighting.
Joining us on the line with more, WBUR's Simone Rios. Hey, Simone.
Hey, Tiziana.
So I know you're joining us from North Station. How are things running there this morning?
It seems pretty smooth. I got on at Green Street Station and accompanied someone to North Station. Very smooth, I would say, so far. I'm only seeing the new cars. And as the mayor just said, they're pretty nice. Nice big wide doors. And, you know, they don't have those old upholstery seats any longer. So that's an upgrade.
Do they have new car smell?
Just a little bit, yeah.
All right, so remind us of the scope of the work that the T took on during this 30 days, Simone.
Let's go over some of the numbers. So the T says it installed 14,000 feet of rail, activated 72 new Orange Line cars, as you can hear go by me right now, ran 45,000 feet of new signal cable, replaced 2,800 rail ties, and installed 3,500 feet of track. You know, so to give you a little sense of the detail completed, I noticed that the yellow footing strips, you know, those lines along the edge of the platform.
The little bumpy ones.
A lot of that was replaced. It wasn't in very good condition before. Apparently, that's important for vision-impaired folks to know where to stand safely to wait for the train. But they also completed construction of an elevator at Forest Hills, and the station is now fully accessible at two key entrances. So that's just a sample of the kind of work that also happened at Sullivan Square and Oak Grove and other Orange Line stops.
That's really helpful, and I'll just flag, we'll have a conversation with the T writer tomorrow about accessibility on the commuter rail and the T. So that's a good look forward. Tell us what you're hearing from riders.
Yeah, so like I said, I got on at Green Street and rode with somebody to here at North Station. You know, it's almost like back to normal, like nothing ever happened except these new train cars. You know, the shutdown was obviously a major inconvenience to riders. But I think people are giving the T the benefit of the doubt that things will get better. One gentleman told me he's hoping that every day Orange Line service is as good as the best days prior to the shutdown. Another guy I talked to was Sam Walls. He works at a biotech company and lives in Roxbury. He says the shutdown added an hour and two connections to each way of his commute. Now he's waiting to see if things improve.
I mean, I was waiting just as long as the station as before, which I was hoping that like the frequency would go up of the trains, but it seems like it hasn't really changed. It's only been one day, though, so I guess we can't really tell there.
So at his first stop, like he got on and the first stop of the train was at Ruggles after that. There was some kind of interruption. It only lasted a couple of minutes. Folks were just sitting there. There was a beeping in the background. One passenger expressed frustration that the conductor didn't say why the train had stopped. But other than that, smooth sailing.
All right. So now we move to a Green Line shutdown. It's the D line between Riverside and Kenmore Square coming up. What can we expect from that, Simone?
Right. So the E-Line branch was also closed for a month. Now that's open, right? But there are major closures planned on the D branch. That's the one that runs from Union Square to out in Newton. So starting Saturday, there will be three 9-day closures. So 27 days of closure through October 30th. And then there's a few days that it will be open intermittently within that period. And the goal here is to carry out track improvements to improve safety. So the D line is the last Green Line branch to receive these upgrades, and there will be periodic closures on parts of the Red Line as well.
All right. WBUR Simone Rios, I know we'll continue to follow all of this as things go down, come up, go down, and come up. Thank you, Simone.
Thanks for having me, Tiziana.
So Mella Bush-Miles is the director of transit-oriented development and at the T Riders Union at Alternatives for Environment and Community. Mella, welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me. Great to be here.
Great to have you here in Studio 2. First reactions to what we just heard from Simone and this first morning with the Orange Line back on track.
Well, I think the new car smell has to be much better than those old car smells that we were all so accustomed to. Our community of riders has been, you know, concerned about the startup. And some of the things that the MBTA did inform us of while it was shut down is that there will be a period of slowness while things settle in, because they just laid all of this new tracks and all of those things. So that's a settling period. But, you know, we're concerned about, like, making sure that the cars are safe, because Orange Line trains, even the new ones, had had a lot of issues going on. So, you know, the riders are concerned because of the history of the new Orange Line trains. They had to be pulled off on numerous occasions. And so that's a concern, and sustainability and being able to sustain this going forward as the service starts to speed back up. It'll be maybe a week or two, they said, before it comes back to its speed. So
those slow zones, right, on the Orange Line, where they're saying they need to let the tracks settle before they can bring the trains back to full speed. My understanding, Mella, is that those slow zones have been in place for about 3 years. So if that goes back to quote unquote normal, right, or a new normal, that could help a lot. I do wonder, sort of, as an advocate, is there some threshold and what does it look like, or how long out is it where you look back and say, okay, these repairs were successful? Not yes, we should have done it this way or not, but this was a successful undertaking.
When we see speed, reliability and sustainability and a feeling of safety, from a rider's perspective, the safety is really important to them. They need a safety MBTA. So that's what a major concern is, because we've had a history of unsafe conditions and people were really apprehensive. And myself as a rider, I have been apprehensive about a few things. But there are other things that are in the maintenance and repair schedule that need to be done still, aside from just the tracks and the trains. There's more safety issues that need to be addressed. So, you know, those are some of our concerns.
See. Yes. I want to play a little sound for you, Mella. And we're speaking with Mella Bush-Miles from the T Riders Union here in Studio 2. Here was Governor Baker. This is yesterday, talking with reporters at a press conference.
We all know that the last 30 days have been inconvenient and complicated for riders, and we appreciate their patience and their willingness to adapt, as the T did a ton of necessary work to accelerate infrastructure investments and service improvements across the system.
And the governor has reminded us that the work they did over those 30 days was the equivalent of 5 years of weekend work. And yet there was a really steep price to pay in terms of people's time and accessibility. Was this the right way to go?
In hindsight, I would say if you could get 5 years of work done in 30 days, if I could get 5 years of work done in 30 days.
You would do it?
I would do it, you know. So I think, you know, it could have been planned out a little further, because it was kind of a shock to the system and a shock to the people. And there were a lot of kinks that had to be worked out as it went forward, whether it was accessibility, seniors, language access, all of those things needed to be worked out. And so those were some of the things, the feedback that we got. And myself, having ridden from one end of the line to the other at the beginning, I saw a lot of challenges for seniors and them trying to figure out, you know, communicating better with the riders and do you have to pay here, do not have to pay there, things like that. Getting halfway to where you were going, then having to get on the green line, then pay to get on, then get on. You know, those kind of things. Those were very challenging for riders.
Did that get better as it went along over the 30 days?
A little, yeah.
A little.
It did. We were having meetings with the MBTA on Fridays as advocates, some of us, and we were giving them that information, and they did work to address, especially some of the language barriers. and the signage communicating to people, you know, and also the issue of like Government Center. You know, someone would want to go to Haymarket and they had to get off the bus and then go downstairs. They had to get off of the Green Line and then walk down a lot of stairs and walk around. And then to get back, they had to do that in reverse.
Do it again.
So there were seniors. We followed one gentleman who said, I have arthritis. Going down these stairs is a nightmare. And then I have to try and get back up those stairs.
Whereas so, they would have been all underground before.
Right. He would have got off at Haymarket, got in the escalator, right, and went to his destination, which right, he could not do that. Plus, Government Center was closed down, the plaza.
So, Mela, it strikes me that you were having these regular meetings with the governor on Fridays.
We talked about the governor, the T, on Fridays.
Should that continue once this maintenance work is done? Would you like that kind of regular opportunity to provide feedback?
Yes.
Pure and simple. Okay, and what are you watching for as we look at the next shutdowns? We know that there will be shutdowns, as we just talked about with Simone Rios. What's most important to you?
More communication, better communication with the public, better coordination with the teams. And there's also a commuter rail shutdown from the 17th to the 27th on the Newburyport-Rockport line that's happening, coming into North Station. Chelsea riders and people up the up the line there, Lynn, Chelsea, that's going to impact them. So better communication and really accommodating people a little better and really listening to our feedback and making sure that all of these things that we suggest would be implemented.
All right. Mela Bush-Miles is Director of Transit-Oriented Development and the T-Riders Union at Alternatives for Environment and Community. Mela, I appreciate your time. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.